From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Two militants executed in Jordan following the murder of a Jordanian pilot. Jordan executed two militants at dawn Wednesday in response to the Islamic State group's killing of one of its pilots. One of the two was an Iraqi woman convicted in her role in a 2005 suicide bombing in Amman. The IS demanded she be released in a possible prisoner swap. The executions were carried out a day after a video emerged online appearing to show the burning alive of a pilot while he was locked in a cage. Speaking Tuesday from Washington, Jordan's King Abdullah told the Jordanian people this cowardly act does not resemble the Muslim faith in any way. He said it's the duty of the Jordanian people to stand united to show strength in fighting IS. The pilot was captured after his plane went down in Syria in late December while flying as part of the U.S.-led coalition conducting airstrikes against the IS group. The United States announced Tuesday it carried out a drone strike in Somalia against a senior leader from the militant group Al-Shabaab. Rear Admiral John Kirby is a Defense Department spokesman.
U.S. Special Operations Forces conducted a strike south of Mogadishu using unmanned aircraft and several Hellfire missiles. This operation was a direct strike against the Al-Shabaab network and the terrorist group's chief of external operations and planning for intelligence and security. His name was Yousef Deek. We are still assessing the results of the operation and will provide additional information when and if appropriate.
The U.S. has been targeting the Al-Shabaab leadership in a series of strikes over the past few months. In December, the Pentagon confirmed a U.S. strike killed intelligence chief Talil Abdishakur. The group's previous leader, Ahmed Abdi Ghuddani, was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Somalia on September 1st. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has expressed disappointment at a peace agreement between South Sudan's warring factions reached in Ethiopia. His spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, Tuesday said Mr. Ban regrets that neither President Salva Kiir nor rebel chief Riek Machar compromised to reach a mutually acceptable power-sharing formula.
The Secretary General emphasizes that no sustainable peace will be found in South Sudan unless its leaders place the interest of the civilian population above their own.
The agreement said the South Sudanese government and rebel forces must finalize a peace agreement by March 5, but gave few details. The two sides have been at war for more than a year, leaving some 10,000 dead, driving about 1.5 million from their homes. At least one person was killed, two others wounded, when a roadside bomb exploded in Egypt's second-largest city, Alexandria. The blast Tuesday occurred hours after two explosive devices were discovered and defused at Cairo's International Airport. Another blast went off in the city center without casualties. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamist militants frequently target security personnel in retaliation for the government's crackdown on the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. Liberian workers are putting together hundreds of school kits to be distributed across the country to make schools safer from the spread of Ebola when they reopen. The schools were scheduled to open Monday, but that was postponed to February 16. They have been closed since August during the height of the epidemic. Helena Sanbu Reang is with the UN Children's Fund UNICEF.
We're doing all the packing of the IPC kits, and then we're distributing all those kits to all the schools in Liberia. The IPC kits, they contain like buckets for hand washing stations, chlorine, soap, protection gear like gloves and boots, and also cloths and brooms that they would need for cleaning.
She says another crucial step before schools reopen is to ensure all students have current vaccinations. In Libya, fresh fighting erupted Tuesday between rival factions fighting for control of the North African country's largest oil ports. At least 10 people were killed. The UN is seeking a ceasefire to pave the way for a new round of peace talks between the factions. Three French soldiers were attacked Tuesday by a knife-wielding assailant outside a Jewish community center in the southern city of Nice. Two were wounded. President Francois Hollande has promised an investigation. The soldiers' presence are part of a step-up security measures following last month's Paris attacks that left 20 dead, including the attackers. Seven people are dead after a crowded commuter train traveling from New York City struck a vehicle stuck on the tracks. The collision occurred Tuesday evening about 20 kilometers north of New York as the Metro North Railroad train was headed to a small town of Wasaic. At least a dozen passengers were injured. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.